Fun fact about me, I'm not a big drinker. And the older I get, the more I look for new ways to relax. If you're like me, consider Recess Mood, a healthier alternative to alcohol. Y'all already know self-care is essential here, and we are being more intentional with the things we put into our bodies. Recess Mood is a magnesium and adaptogen infused sparkling water with real fruit goodness, only 20 calories and no added sugar. It enhances your mood and helps balance stress for that calm, cool, and collected feeling. And don't even get me started on the flavors, y'all. Strawberry rose, raspberry lemon, grapefruit tangerine. They are all very good, but right now the raspberry lemon is my absolute fave. So you deserve a healthier way to unwind, and Recess Mood is offering you 15% off. So head to takearecess.com/affirmations and treat yourself to a more relaxed, guilt-free you. And you can also find the link down in the show notes below. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share something truly special with y'all. Have you ever thought about turning your mom's or mother figure's life stories into a beautiful book? Well, now you can with MyLifeInABook.com. Okay, so here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com sends your mom or your loved one a question via email, and they can either type their responses or record their voice. They compile all of their answers into a stunning keepsake book, preserving their stories for eternity. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know that I recently lost my great-grandma, Willie Mae, and I would have loved to have a keepsake like this to keep her life's journey alive. I recently gifted Life in a Book to my grandma, her daughter, and I can't wait to experience her life through her memories, her words about her adventures and challenges she faced through her life. Plus, Life in a Book is incredibly easy to use, so I have full confidence that my mama can navigate it on her own. Ooh, and y'all, my favorite part is that they can even create an audiobook using her voice recording, so I'm super excited about that. So this Mother's Day, or as a Just Because gift, give a special loved one the gift of their own life story. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or your loved one this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 10% off today. Trust me, y'all, this is a gift that you all will treasure forever. When we're young, if someone asks us what we want to be when we grow up, our imaginations run wild. You'll hear everything from astronauts to superheroes. But as we age, it's like that spark starts to dim a little bit. Life introduces us to reality, and suddenly, our dreams seem to get a reality check. It's not that we stopped dreaming altogether, but there's a subtle shift. We become more aware of the practicalities, societal expectations, and the hurdles that adulthood brings. It's like we trade in our capes for business suits, and our dreams become a bit more grounded. It's not a bad thing, but lately, I've been missing that unfiltered, wild, childlike dreaming we did as kids. What do you think would happen if we leaned back into that fearless spirit a little bit more?
Powerful. Your things are as powerful.
Your things are as powerful. As powerful.
What is going on, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I am your host, Tyra, the creative actress, content creator, and mental health enthusiast. So, I recently opened up my dream book that I started as a kid, and going through it immediately filled me with joy. It was like a peek into 10-year-old Tyra's mind, and I was so bold, so creative, so ready to take on the world. As I continue to age, I feel myself drifting away from being bold enough to truly dream. So today, we're revisiting that childlike essence that our dreams can hold. But before we do, let's go ahead and jump into our affirmation of the week. This week's affirmation is, I dream boldly, freely, and limitlessly. Let's go ahead and drop in Maybe you can close your eyes, and truly be in the moment. I dream boldly, freely, and limitlessly. 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 What does that look like to dream boldly? What does that feel like to dream freely? I dream boldly, freely, and limitlessly. Can you imagine what limitless dreams look like? Let's say it one last time together and truly believe it and say it with all our hearts. I dream boldly, freely, and limitlessly. Ooh, you guys, I gotta say that affirmation one more time. I dream boldly, freely, and limitlessly. I think this is such a powerful affirmation. I really love this affirmation because that fearless spirit of our inner child is still there, and it always has been there. We just have to tap back into it. This affirmation reminds us that we should embrace boldness and go for what our hearts truly desire. The one thing I for sure learned over the last 2 years is that life is short and you only have one life to live. And I'm tired of moving scared. I'm tired of downplaying my dreams. I know you guys have probably heard this quote. It goes, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frighten us." This quote literally emphasizes the idea that individuals may fear their own potential and greatness rather than failure and inadequacy. And this rings so true. We can sometimes be afraid to get what our hearts truly desire. But why is that? Why is that the case? Well, it can be a lot of things. The fear of failing outweighing you actually giving it a try. The fear of success, because along with that comes new responsibilities, expectations, and an image to uphold. It could be self-doubt, the fear of change, leaving your comfort zone, and much, much more. But here's the thing. Yes, failing can hurt, but what if you succeed? How do you think that success would feel? So, what is a dream book? We kind of talked about this in a previous episode this month, but a dream book is literally a book of dreams, things that you want to accomplish in life. It's honestly a more thought out and a more thought out and more elaborate vision board. A lot of people do a vision board at the top of every year, but your dream book is something that can stay with you for the rest of your life. So I started my dream book back in 2004. And I'm just going to tell you guys the story. So in 2004, I was in the fourth grade and I was 10 years old and I attended a church lock-in back in my hometown. Back when I was, you know, around that age, we had church lock-ins all the time. And if you don't know what a church lock-in is, it's where you go to church on a Friday night and you have church, or sometimes it'll just be like games and just a time for fellowship for kids. And you spend the night at the church. Now, my church, we would go to sleep at our lock-in, but then I went to a church lock-in where we didn't go to sleep and they had us up all night and I was so tired the next day. But this particular one, it was one of my first church lock-ins and it was all girls. It was probably about 10, 15 of us. I went to a pretty small church and one of the activities that we did at this lock-in was to create a dream book. And I didn't really know what a dream book was or what to think of it when we were going through this activity. The church lock-in was held by the first lady of our church. Her name is Robin Hardy, and we actually recently lost her during COVID, actually at the top of the pandemic in 2020 in April, to COVID-19. So one of the reasons behind why I'm making this episode is, you know, to just express my gratitude to her and what she meant in my life, because I always say this and it rings so, so true. She was the person who taught me how to dream. I grew up in a small town where people really don't leave, y'all, and people are really content with their lives. I'm not saying that they're settling or whatever, but people, a lot of people who are born where I'm from, they tend to stay and they tend to live their entire lives in this place. And I knew that God had greater for me. I knew that I was an adventurous spirit and I wanted to get out and see the world. And I knew that from a very young age, but I didn't know how, and I didn't have people around me who were doing that sort of thing. I just knew that deep down, oh yeah, I want to, you know, be an actress. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but this church lock-in was one of the most pivotal times in my life because First Lady Robin truly taught me how to dream. Well, she was the vessel for the information that taught me what a dream was, how I was able to dream, and the importance of putting your dreams down on paper to manifest them in life. So for that, I am so grateful and I love her so much for that. And I wouldn't be where I am today if it were not for her and that church lock-in. So with that being said, I actually have my dream book right here with me and I wish I had video so I can show you guys because it literally looks like a 10-year-old made it. Now, I used to carry my dream book around with me everywhere. And once I went off to college, I didn't take my dream book. I left it at home because it was like a prized possession. And you know how like when you go off to college or you move away, you leave your prized possessions at your mama's house so don't nothing happen to it. That's how I felt about my dream book. So as I was just looking through it, I was just like, okay, this thing really does need some updating, but I just want to take you through the pages. So how it looks is she gave us a binder with different prompts. The very first page of it says, what is your dream? And then it has the definition of dream. It says, dream, an aspiration, goal, or aim, a cherished desire. In order to accomplish your dream, you must begin to make preparation. Prepare, to make ready beforehand. Number one, you must obtain knowledge in that area. Number two, recognize the importance of education. Number three, you must become skillful in that area. And number four, you must strive for excellence. And then she gives us a definition of excellence, which means highest quality. I think this is literally like perfect for a 10-year-old. And you know, it had girls in there, elementary school, middle school, high school age. So it was a huge age range for all of us. And if I turn to the next page, it says chart your dream. You must have a plan. What is a plan? A well thought out scheme to think out beforehand. And I really love how she gives the actual definition of the words, because you know how, especially when you're young, we think we know what things mean, but having the actual definition right there helps out so much and it keeps you clear. Okay, so after that, it says, planning with purpose for your future, you are going to live. Make a list of your goals. What is a goal? An objective, the purpose toward which an endeavor is directed. So draw up an action plan for each one of your goals. How are you going to accomplish your goals? Begin thinking about your action goals for each day, each week, each month, each year, your long-range dreams and desires. What do you need to accomplish? What do you want to accomplish? Time management is very important to accomplishing your goals. This is the first page of the dream book, and it really sets the expectation for your dreams. What I got from this, especially at 10 years old, was like, wow, I can really say I want something and create a plan and I can go and get it. Like, that's how dreams work. And it's not necessarily that I didn't know what a dream was, but that seed was planted in this day and actually taking me through the motions of writing out what I wanted to do with my life. It just made me so excited to live and so excited to grow and so excited to make this action plan and put everything in motion that I wanted to do. So next, she gave us like a sheet that said, and y'all might hear me flipping. And I added so many pages to this. This is so cute. Okay, so it says like my starter home, my dream home. What else is up in here? Oh, I have so much from my house. This is hilarious. I wish I could show y'all these pictures because these pictures are literally from 2004. My wedding. Oh, wow. At the bottom of the picture. Okay, my wedding. I have my wedding dress. And then I wrote, I want a Krispy Kreme donut wedding cake. Listen, 10-year-old Tyra knew what she wanted. And 30-year-old Tyra probably still wants the same thing. Okay. And then it has like my family, my career. She gave us all of these big verticals or these subjects that we could choose from to really try to map out our lives. And she gave us magazines and we cut them out and created mini vision boards for each area of our life. And I took this and I ran with it, y'all. So it definitely needs some more updating. But if I'm looking, let me go back and read y'all this page. Oh, I'm like fumbling around, y'all. My bad. Okay. So it says my dream life. And this is a page that I added myself. It says my dream life, my dream job, actress, my dream college, BRCC, which is Baton Rouge Community College, y'all, for 2 years and then go to Tulane for 2 years or 4 years. My dream salary, $3,500 to $5,000 every paycheck. My dream location, Los Angeles. Okay, this one about to trip y'all up. My dream car, a Charger, purple with my initials on the hood. Oh, my. Y'all, I wanted my initials on the hood and I wanted it purple. How many cars do I want? 3. How many stories do I want my house to be? 2. How many bedrooms? 7. How many bathrooms? 4. How much land I want? 120 acres. How big I want my house to be? At least 4,500 square feet. Here's the thing. Your dream book isn't all about material things, but for a 10-year-old, that is the easier thing to quantify and the easier thing, in my opinion, because this is when I did it at, you know, I started it at 10 years old, the easier thing to quantify. So when you are thinking about maybe starting your dream book, don't just think about the material things. That is, of course, how mine started, but it is so, so, so much more. Now, I love looking back at this because I'm like, wow, like, look how much I've grown. Look how much I've changed over the time, but look how much has stayed the same. My dream job, actress. Y'all, I'm an actress now. My dream salary, $3,500 to $5,000. Y'all, I am making that at my full-time job. That is every paycheck. I'm in that $3,000 range. My dream location, Los Angeles, California. And that is where I am right now. So the things that truly matter to me have been coming true. And I'm just so thankful that I was able to create something like this. And as I flip the page, I have my real life and I don't have it filled out all the way. The only stuff I have filled out is my real college. I went to Northwestern State University. And do I have my own business? And I put yes on there. But you guys, and also you may be like, girl, how you got this book all the way from 2004? So I put everything in page protectors and I'm so glad that I did that because everything's in pristine condition. Okay. But my dream book definitely needs updating, but I am so grateful that Sister Robin was a vessel in my life and helped me learn how to dream all of those years ago. Starting a dream book was one of the most defining moments in my life. I took this thing everywhere with me and I carried it with pride. A dream book is like a vision board, but a book. It's a mix of writing and pasting photos. You can also do a digital one if you feel like it, but if you're interested in starting your own, I just want to give you a few steps to take to create your own vision board. Or create your own dream book. So number one, get you a binder and all of your supplies. I used a white binder because that's what she provided for us. But I actually made a full Amazon list of all of the supplies to get you started on your dream book. And I did link it down below in the show notes. Now, if you are to buy anything off of this Amazon list, I will make a small commission, but all of that is just supporting the podcast. So I thank you in advance for checking out the Amazon list, but it includes binders, page protectors, because y'all are going to be having this book for the rest of your life. You want to make sure that your dreams are protected in those page covers. I also put like different craft supplies, tape, scissors, all of the things that you would need to get started on a project like this. The second thing that you do when you want to create your dream book is create that cover. Personalize the first page with a title like Tyra's Dream Book. Mine literally just says Dream Book. I have the original artwork that Sister Robin gave to me because this dream book in itself is a memento of her that I have left. So I honestly may, I don't know how I'm feeling, y'all. Now that I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about this in real time, I may make a brand new one. Because I think I want to keep this what it was because it was such a defining moment in my life. I think I want to keep it as is and just take that and create a dream book 2.0 for Tyra, you know? So personalize that first page with your title, your dream book. And you could also add like an inspirational quote or some type of images that reflect your goals and your dreams and what you hope to get out of this process of creating this dream book. Number three, set your intentions. Start with a page where you'll set your intentions for creating this dream book. Write down what you want to document and why you want to document this and why you want to document your dreams, what you're hoping to achieve, and how this entire project will benefit you. The next thing to do, reflect on your values. And before I even keep going, I'm about to list a whole bunch of things. And I know when I hear a list of a whole bunch of things, I start to get overwhelmed. It's like, okay, I got to do this, 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 this. This is an ongoing project. Take your time. You guys know in the month of January, we are slow rolling into the new year. I want you to really take that concept when you're creating your dream book because Rome was not built in a day and your dream book will not be built in a day. You really want to take your time with this and truly let your inner child run wild with this. So the next thing, reflect on your values. Take some time to truly reflect on your core values. Think about what matters the most to you in all aspects of your life, like your career, your relationships, personal development, and even your hobbies. As you map out these values, create mini vision boards about these topics so you can visually see where you're headed in life. Like I told you, we had my wedding and my family, and we were able to create mini vision boards around that so we can visually see what we wanted in life. Then once you do that, brainstorm and list out some dreams. Start brainstorming, list down your dreams in all of the areas of your life. And don't worry about being too specific or realistic at this stage. As I keep saying, like, this is an ongoing thing. You're going to constantly fine tune it. You may change some stuff, but let your imagination flow freely. Be childlike in your imagination. And once you start doing that, prioritize your dreams. Which dreams are most important to you? Prioritize them based on your current values and aspirations. Don't get rid of the ones that you say are not a priority, but think about what you want to focus on first. And then you're going to write descriptions. For each dream, write out a brief description or however long of a description you want. And this will include the details about why it's important to you and how you envision achieving it and what success looks like within this dream. So I actually have one. I think I want to read it. Okay, so I have a description written out for one of my dreams, which is to be an actress. And it's short and sweet. And remember, y'all, I was about 10, 11 when I wrote this, but I'm going to read it to y'all. It's short and sweet. Okay, the page says, actress. This is my dream job. I will become an actress. I am going to school for acting if I don't get discovered before then. I love to act. I am very confident in myself and I absolutely love acting. People who act make lots of money, but I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it because I love to do it. I'm taking an acting class right now and I love it a lot. So that is a peek into 10-year-old Tyra's mind. And I love that I said I'm not in it for the money because I'm not, y'all. I've done so many free projects. Even to this day, I'll still do a free project. I just truly love the art of acting. So with that being said, write out your descriptions. They can be brief like mine or they can be longer, whatever your heart desires. And after that, start to brainstorm some action steps. Break down your dreams into different steps that you can take. What can you do today, this month, or this year to move you closer to your dreams? And one of the most important things, I think, especially at the age that I'm at and, you know, a lot of you guys are, include some reflection pages. So put some reflection pages in there or have a journal that, you know, coincides with your dream book. And have those pages where you can revisit your dreams regularly and reflect on your progress, update your goals, and celebrate your achievements, or just, you know, write where you're at. And after you do that, or a lot of this stuff can be done at the same time, but the next thing on my list that I want to share is to include a timeline. One of the best things my therapist told me was to start a timeline. And this was back when I didn't journal. It was around the beginning of 2019. And sometimes we tend to overlook the quote unquote smaller accomplishments in our lives and only celebrate the big milestones. What a timeline does is help you recognize and appreciate the journey, not just the destination. So start by creating a timeline in your dream book and mark significant events. I'm not telling you to make a timeline for stuff that has not happened. This timeline is going to be based on significant events and achievements and personal growth moments that you have experienced, whether it is something like landing a new job or forming a meaningful relationship or overcoming challenges. Each step contributes to your overall narrative. The timeline serves as a visual representation of your progress, and it reminds you that every small victory is a building block towards your dreams. This not only fosters a sense of accomplishment, but it also provides valuable perspective on the evolution of your goals over time. It's a powerful tool for acknowledging your growth and your resilience through your life's journey. And as they say, hindsight is always 20/20. So you'll quickly see how the dots connect and realize that this happened because of that. And if that thing didn't happen for me, I would have never been in this room that led me to that accomplishment. So the next thing would be, once you do all of this stuff, or not even once, but you know, as you do all of this stuff, regularly update and review your dream book. Your dream book is a dynamic resource, so regularly update it, add new dreams, adjust existing dreams. Oh, I got a tongue twister. Adjust existing dreams and celebrate your accomplishments. I recommend setting aside time for periodic reviews, like at least quarterly. You want to look at this thing often. We don't want to do yearly, or I personally don't want to do yearly, because so many small things happen in a year. So I want to do it at least quarterly, and you can go more frequently than that or less frequently than that. It's up to you. But the biggest note of all here is to enjoy it and make it yours. This is where your inner child should shine. Everybody's dream book will be different. I'm asking myself, what does 5-year-old Tyra want? 10-year-old Tyra? 15-year-old Tyra? If you went back in time and shared this dream book with 5, 10, 15-year-old you, what would make their eyes light up? That is what's truly important. Growing up, Black voices in media, though hard to come by, were my compass. Here at AFBG, Black representation is the very heartbeat of what we do. Representation isn't just about visibility. It's about carving out a space where Black stories can thrive and resonate. From pioneers like Oprah Winfrey breaking barriers on TV to amazing women like Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, who showed me that Black girls can command the screen. These Black faces and voices have been a guiding light in my life, not only by entertaining me, but also educating me and empowering me. And now, NPR brings you the next generation of influential Black voices in their new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, each told from a unique Black perspective that is as nuanced as the Black experience itself. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I recently listened to the episode titled "For Black Men, Barriers to Mental Health Care Can Be Complex," and I love how the host seemed to create a safe space for discussing these complex barriers Black men face when accessing mental health care. It was very refreshing to hear the classic NPR vibe, but with a soulful twist. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in America's story, but now they are the story. Because stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to take charge of your wellness journey? Introducing Equilibrious Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, the ultimate 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection. Made by a woman-owned wellness brand, Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your path to well-being, offering personalized one-on-one support. EQ's Microbiome Defense is not just any probiotic supplement. It's carefully crafted with probiotics studied specifically for women's health, supporting digestion, immunity, and even skin health. Plus, with consistent use, you'll notice improved energy, mood, and radiant skin. I'm most excited about overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut, and EQ's Microbiome Defense makes it easy. Are you ready to experience the benefits firsthand? Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Let's talk about progress. Here at AFBG, we're all about embracing progress, big or small. We celebrate those little victories because they are just as important, especially on our journey to financial well-being. Like setting aside savings each month, but still leaving room for that perfume you've been dying to have. Because here, we believe in treating ourselves, okay? And Chime is here to make that journey even smoother. My favorite feature Chime offers is Spot Me. It's fee-free overdraft up to $200. And you even get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. And let me tell y'all, it's like Christmas when that check hits early, baby. So say goodbye to those stressful overdraft experiences and hello to a financial institution that truly cares about your well-being. With Chime, you'll join millions of members working towards financial progress. Plus, there are no monthly fees or maintenance fees, and you get access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. Y'all, it's time to take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your Chime account in minutes at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime feels like progress. A dream is an aspiration, a goal or aim, a cherished desire. We use this term dream loosely because it can mean so many things. My dream book is one of my most prized possessions because it's a gateway to my ever-evolving mind. I look into this book and I'm proud. I see 10-year-old Tyra all up and through there, and I am still her. She is still me. My dream book reminds me that it's okay to dream big, and the only one that has to believe in your dreams is you. This is a lifetime project. I never want to be done with my dream book because that would mean that I have stopped dreaming. So I urge you to start on yours today. And take your time, move slowly. I purposefully left this episode until the end of January because the biggest difference between a dream book and a vision board for the year is this project is worth savoring. It's for those who don't yet have their 2024 figured out to a T, those who want to let their inner child shine a bit more, and those who are in this dreaming thing for the long haul. Remember, a dream is not just a destination. It's a journey, an ongoing exploration of your aspirations. Cherish every step, big or small, and savor the process. Embrace the spirit of your inner child who believes in limitless possibilities. Your dreams are powerful. Your dream book is a testament to your growth, resilience, and the beauty of your ever-evolving mind. So take your time with this lifetime project and fill your dream book with bold, free, and limitless dreams. Uh-oh, y'all, you know what time it is. It is time for our fun closing segment. Now, I was thinking when I was writing out today's episode, what can I do for the fun closing segment? I really want to, you know, open up to you guys a little bit more in different ways. So today's closing segment is What's on the TV? And we're going to be talking about some things that I have been watching and I'm so excited to share. So I have four different shows. Well, three are movies and one is a docuseries. But anyways, I have four different shows that I want to share with you. And let me know if you've watched these. You can send me a DM or an email, whatever the case may be. I really wish podcasts were a little easier to respond to. But if you're listening on YouTube, because I do put all of the episodes on YouTube, leave a comment down below. But if you're listening on any of the other listening platforms, shoot me an email or go over to YouTube and leave us a comment, whatever your heart desires. You can also send us a DM on Instagram at Affirmations for Black Girls. But anyway, so let's get into these shows. The first one, which I literally just finished watching last night, y'all, is called Our Great National Parks. Now, this came out, I think, a couple years ago, but it's narrated by President Barack Obama, and it's a docuseries that shows all the beautiful national parks all over the world. Now, when I first started watching it, especially since it was narrated by President Obama, I was like, okay, so he just gonna be going to our national parks. Like, that's what makes sense. But no, the first episode that I ended up watching, they was down in South America in Chile. And it was just amazing to see all of these animals, and they got such great shots. And they just talked about the biggest thing for me. Now, I like animals a lot and I love nature. They taught us, or they showed us all of the endangered species, why they're endangered, and just how beautiful these creatures are. So if you like docuseries and you like things like National Geographic or seeing animals from all over the world, I think this is a great, easy watch. Now, the next thing is, it's called Nowhere. Now, y'all, this is a Spanish movie, and I watched it with, it was dubbed in English. So if you're not a fan of dubbing, then you can still watch it in Spanish with subtitles. So it's basically about, okay, so it's a dystopian world, and this pregnant lady and her husband are trying to escape. Now, along the way, they end up getting separated from each other, and the lady ends up getting into this, what are those things called? The things that go on, I can't think right now, the things that go on the back of an 18-wheeler, those containers, and they make them into container homes. Okay, I finally got it. So anyways, she gets stuck in one of the shipping containers and ends up on a boat. Long story short, her shipping container, they go through a storm. Her shipping container ends up in the ocean. She ends up giving birth to the baby. It's a whole thing. It's rated as a thriller, but it's so good, y'all. So y'all gotta watch it. That's all I'm gonna tell y'all about it. The next one is Queen Pins, and it's starring Kristen Bell and Kirby Howell Batiste, which is, she a black girl. I don't know what else she in, but her face looks familiar. I did not do any research. I just said I wanted to tell y'all about these. So this movie is a comedy, and apparently it's based on true events. So it's literally about this suburban housewife who teams up with her next door neighbor, which is Kirby, to create a counterfeit coupon scam. Now, honestly, they say that it's counterfeit, but throughout the movie, they not counterfeit coupons. Anyways, I'm not gonna tell y'all the meat and potatoes of it. But long story short, she ends up selling coupons to people because everybody should be having coupons, and she sells them for half of what the coupon is actually worth, and they end up making a lot of money. So it's a great movie, very funny. I really liked it. It was an easy watch. And the last movie that I'm super excited is on Netflix is The Woman King. If you have not seen The Woman King, it's starring Viola Davis, and there's a lot of other heavy hitters in the movie as well. But Viola Davis's production company actually produced this movie, and I just think that is so dope. Now, this movie is framed as a historical drama, but I call it an action movie, to be honest. But basically, it just tells the story of Naniska, who is the general of an all-female military unit in Africa, and it just shows how powerful this army of women is in a nutshell. Now, there's twists and turns, you know, all of the movie magic in there, but I think it's a dope movie. When I saw it in theaters, I cried, and I cannot wait to watch it again on Netflix. So with that being said, y'all let me know what y'all watching, because I'm always looking for something new to watch. I get into these modes where sometimes I'm into TV, sometimes I'm not. So right now I'm into TV and I'm watching TV. So if you have any recommendations, let me know. I like action movies. I like comedies. I don't like nothing scary. Okay. But I do like a little thriller, like a mystery thriller, something like that. Oh, I think I talked about this on Instagram, but there's this show called Bodies. That is a good limited series. It's like I don't even know if they consider it a thriller, but it's a mystery. It might be a psychological thriller or something like that. But I don't really like nothing that's scary, nothing that's playing with like demons and spirits and stuff. I don't like nothing like that. It's very scary to me. But anything that's like a mystery or action or a drama or a comedy, literally like anything else besides anything scary, I will watch it. So let me know if y'all have any recommendations. And with that being said, you guys, that is pretty much all I have for you today. We do have a couple of announcements. Once again, our post schedule will be on Mondays. So you'll see a new episode every Monday. And we also have Pep Talk Wednesday episodes coming out bi-weekly on Wednesdays. And that format is changing, so get ready for that. And I do want you guys' feedback on whether or not you like the episode, like it's going to be coming out, the Pep Talk Wednesday episodes, like it's going to be coming out in the coming days. And yes, I am aware that this particular episode came out a little late. I did go to Hawaii for a week and I did not prepare my episode. I did not have it ready for you guys. So I'm aware that this episode is going up later, but you get two episodes this week. And I thank you guys so much for waiting on the episode. And our second announcement is February 10th, you guys, we are having our first AFBG in-person event in Los Angeles, California. So if you have not joined that waitlist, go ahead and join so I can shoot you all the information for the event as soon as everything is solidified. We are at the end of our window for this, but I really want to make it happen. We're going to do something great and I'm ready to start cultivating our community in person. So I really hope to see you there. Join the waitlist. It's going to be a fun time. February 10th in Los Angeles. And with that being said, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and please leave us a review. I read all the reviews, okay? And y'all think I just be saying that. I love y'all because y'all really F with the podcast. And I really, really appreciate y'all for that. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Affirmations for Black Girls, on Threads at Affirmations for Black Girls, on YouTube at Affirmations for Black Girls, and on Twitter, if you're still on Twitter, at AFBG_podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I cannot wait to see you again soon. Now go out there and start those dream books, and I will talk to you later. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.